You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Isha. Some call me Sally, others call me Seisha. If you don't like it, I'm gonna have to beat ya. Nah, I'm just kidding, y'all. Y'all, YNLL. I bet you all thought that Salisha couldn't spell, but now you know, and I got to go. Hey, it's time for the Salisha Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Salisha Show. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas. And I feel like a kid in a candy shop and like the luckiest girl in the world being in the Britney Spears musical Once Upon a One More Time. I am surrounded by the most beautiful, by the most funny, by the most talented actors ever. And today, my guest, I'm so excited that from the show, she's my first guest. I feel so honored. She's an actress and she has been in, first of all, before I say some of the things that she's been in, just know that she's been in way more and done way more, and who she is even tops the things that she has done. But she's been in The Office, The Big Bang Theory, Wrecked, Bad Teacher, Two Broke Girls, Sean Saves the World, Nip Tuck, and Blue Collar TV. She was also in Superbad, Larry the Cable Guy, Health Inspector, and The Wayne Brady Show. Not to mention, she has voiced over 30 characters in Bob's Burgers. Hello! Central Park, she's also voiced characters in Great North, and F is for Family. I have the pleasure of knowing her because we're in the show together, but it's a very special thing that happens when she makes her entrance on the stage. It changes. It changes the atmosphere, and it changes the whole show. And as a person, she has the maturity and experience of, and the wisdom of a very experienced actor. But who she is, she's got the heart and the light of a child. Please help me welcome my friend and actress extraordinaire, Brooke Dillman!
My gosh, the intro! Oh,
I just fell.
I wish every room I enter, maybe that intro could happen. Here I am, everybody. It's a disappointment now after
Shut
that thing.
Up.
I didn't know I was going to be on camera, and I'm in my dog cuddling sweatshirt.
And I'm in my boyfriend's shirt, so
That's what we want to talk about.
Oh, no!
Let's get to the bottom of that.
I mean, here's the thing, though. Most of this is just for the podcast. I'm not sure what I'm going to use the videos for, so...
I thought you said we look so great in this light that we should use the video.
We'll use it eventually.
I mean, I'm 83 and I look pretty good.
You know what? You are literally hilarious because ain't nobody no 83 years old, and your skin is always popping.
It's always popping with acne.
Nope.
And sunspots. I grew up in the 70s, so we used to put baby oil on our face and go to the pool.
We've only had a little bit of time together, but not really. I feel like before the pandemic, our cast got close and lonely.
Yeah, we gelled immediately. Yeah. And then our happiness was ripped away for 19 months.
Dear God.
I brought the room down. But we're back. Happiness is back.
Well, the funny part about that is, even though you're like, you are somebody who, even during the pandemic, when we did our cast workouts over Zoom, you still brought so much light to the, like, how do you do that?
How do I do that?
Yes.
Do you
even think about it? Do you know that you
I don't really, everything's a joke to me. Everything's a bit, everything. I have really no, it's hard for me to have feelings, like real and feel things. So it's it's easier to make a joke and then, but that's just the.
Have you always been funny?
Here's the thing. I have a funny family. Like my granddad was super funny. My dad was funny. But the weird thing is though, like I have my grade school yearbook, and when people write in your yearbook and they're like, you're so funny, bro, or whatever. So it's really, it's interesting that I was trying to crack lines.
You've always, do you think, because you do this for a living, like you're funny as a person, but you're really funny on stage and in the things that you've gotten to play in voiceovers and in TV, is comedian.
Is comedian your thing? Great interviewer you are.
Do you think that, are you naturally born with it? Is it a learned skill?
I have learned nothing in my life. There is no learned skill. It is, I do think that part of it is something that it just is there. I see a joke, I know how to say a joke. I don't know how to say things that really, you know, where you need a process of acting. Like I couldn't be on Grey's Anatomy. It couldn't happen. No one would want me on Grey's, because I know your husband is dying, Miss Flanagan. And I would be like, it would come off funny.
I do think that's a gift.
I do think it is. Yes. It's just a different skill set than I always, what kind of bothers me about the business now is they act like everyone should be able to do everything.
Yes, I completely agree.
And people have different
Bortes.
Yes.
And things that they're like, good at and think that.
Right. It's, yeah. No one's going to ask me to be on ER.
I literally was thinking about this, like, even as a swing. I'm like, how am I supposed to sing soprano and alto? Like, I'm an alto everything.
Well, I think you just sing whatever you want to sing. That's what I do in the show.
That's really funny. And by the way, like,
fair warning.
I feel like your heart shows, like you're really funny, but then we can also see how big your heart is. Obviously, like we can feel it as the cast, but even watching it, like when I'm taking notes from the house, like when the kids come on stage, like little girls, do you have any offspring that you, because you have a natural like
mothering
thing.
It's very strange. I don't have children, but there is this mothering. People come to me as the mother figure in any show that I'm doing. But maybe that's because I'm old. It's very weird when the day you realize you're like, I'm the oldest person. And it's just a strange thing. But yeah, I don't know if that's part of it, that it's just I'm older.
I don't think that's a natural, because there are people who are older. They are not warm at all.
Oh, yeah.
Some people can be mean.
Yes, some people can be mean. And that's what the great thing about this cat. No one is mean in this cat.
I feel like
it is a wonderful group of people.
Wait, time out. So you've done a lot.
Time out, everybody. Time out. Do we stop the camera?
No!
Okay, again, this is a strange podcast.
Wait. I know. Out of all the, this isn't your Broadway debut.
Oh, yeah. No. No, the whole thing has been an accident. It's like childhood dream, because I went the other way. I went to the on-camera thing. And so it just is an accident, because I know John Hartmere.
Oh, our book writer.
That's our book writer.
Wait, that's awesome.
No, it's like someone dropped out of a reading and he called me. He's like, can you come to New York?
That is how.
And so I did.
Where were you living? Where do you live?
In LA.
Oh.
Yeah, and he was like, we're doing this reading. And I'm like, okay, yeah. And I treated it like my Broadway debut. I carried my binder around New York and I would like,
yes,
I'd be like in Starbucks and I'm like, oh, this?
No one asked. Oh, this whole thing?
Like, this Broadway binder, it's a musical that's going to be on Broadway.
Wait.
I was like, cause I thought that'd be it. I was like, cause I was just helping my friend, and then they liked me and they just kept coming. And so each time I just
thought that would be just like,
I thought that was my Broadway, because I was doing the Broadway reading. And because...
Oh, Brooke.
Now I've trodden the boards.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but each time, like, they'd have a workshop and then another workshop. And each time I was invited, I'm like, I guess they forgot about not inviting me. So it was like, I just was like trying to lay low and see if I could just sneak in. And here I am, I'm still sneaking in. But now they know my act. They know, like,
wait, do you
scheme.
Know? Did you know? This sounds like a leading question, but it's very possible that, okay, before I ask this, I will say, I did the Carole King musical, like the Carole King musical, and everybody would ask me, did you know who Carole King was? And I did not before doing the show. Did you know, or were you a fan of Britney before the show?
That's the thing. I have always liked Britney. And I had always, like, even way back when people were doing the jokes about her and everything, I was like, let's leave that little girl alone, can we? And the real popular songs I knew, and they were great. I thought it was terrific, but I didn't know all of these songs. And these songs are amazing.
They're great.
And they fit seamlessly into the plot of our show. People are gonna be blown away by this show.
What has been your favorite part about everything? And it can be something technical, it can be something personal, but about like our process, pre-pandemic or now.
The fun of the cast, I love, it's that old, what is that old theater thing that the rehearsal's the deal or the rehearsal's the, and that's what, it's just been a blast getting to have a whole new group of friends and then just, and the freedom of, I don't know if you've noticed, I'm a bit over the top, slightly over the top.
It comes so naturally.
But it's just, I often are, the whole, stop, Brooke, bring it down. That's enough. And no one tells me to bring it down. They might.
No, it's perfect.
It's perfect.
I think it's perfect. I love.
But it's just, there's a restriction on camera, and here I can just explode, kind of.
And I'm trying to figure
not
out.
Not to scare everyone. I'm not going to really.
Explode. Oh, she explodes onto the scene. It's pretty spectacular. I think it's really special. And I totally agree with you. The safety of our cast, everyone is really supportive.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It is really fun. And a friend of mine asked, do you like everyone? I'm like, I do. And she's like, really? There's not someone. And I'm like, there is. If they want it, do that, they're afraid because we're all having too much fun, so they would be
right, they would be
the stick in the mud.
Nobody wants to be the stick in the mud
because everyone's so fun. So I think
it's really a cool thing that, like, we've waited so long for this and to come back from the pandemic to do a fun show
that the world needs. It really, I know it sounds goofy, but the world needs the show.
Yeah.
It's sweet and funny and beautiful and uplifting, and it's everything.
And it has the message in it, but also as like the actors, selfishly speaking, I'm like, we're the ones that have to do it 8 times a week, and doing something that feels heavy energetically could seep into an actor's life. Like,
that's
if you accidentally bring it home. And this is a show that if you accidentally bring it home,
it's a party. It's a
party. Can I ask
that's
you?
Some of my dance moves. You'll see my dance moves.
Oh, I freaking can't.
If I don't fall down. I fell in rehearsal. Yeah. I was walking the wrong way. That's what happened. Everyone's like, what happened? I'm like, I was stepping the wrong way. And I stepped on someone and then I fell down.
Everybody was so worried. And you popped right up. You're like.
The best was everyone looked at me, being the oldest person in the cast. And they're like, you're brittle bones. Are you? It was, your faces were hilarious.
We were
scared. Literally like your 900-year-old grandma had fallen.
No, but here's the thing. We would have had that reaction for anybody.
It's true. It's very true. You would have. Not the same reaction. Anyway, so come watch me fall.
Literally,
it's going to happen 30% of the time that I will fall.
Not.
We're in a tight circle, and when we're doing that,
well,
we're running in a. It is like.
gosh.
You guys are amazing. I can't even.
I forgot about that. I'm going to have to swing into that and be like, how's this go?
Well, the best part is I'm facing in this circle, I'm facing backwards upstage. So it's the greatest position to be in.
Because I can mess
as long as I just move, just like. Then it looks like I'm doing it.
I'm
sure that was by design. That wasn't an accident.
You know what? I didn't even think about that because the two people in front are like the dancer.
The best dancer. Yeah. So I think they do it without trying to make you feel bad.
Oh my gosh.
But the people in the back should feel bad.
It's pretty spectacular. I want to ask you, of all of, obviously Brittany's the best one, but of all the shows that you've done, of all the work that you've done, what has been your favorite project that you've ever worked on?
That's like picking.
I know.
Your favorite child.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. No, I can't. Their Wrecked was very special because, again, it was another special group like this.
Oh.
And when the plot of Wrecked is that our, no, now you're like, you think I like them better? Is that what your favorite? You asked the question, and now I'm picking.
You like them better.
I like them better. And here they are. because it was another special one. And in the same way this is, that we're together. And because the plot of it is our plane crashed on an island. And so we shot on an island.
Oh.
And so we all lived in the same place all the time. It was like we were trapped on an island together.
And how you filmed, you stayed there?
Yeah, we stayed on an island.
Oh.
And in Fiji.
How long was filming?
2.5 months.
Okay, that's cute.
And so you're like in the, I think we would do 10 episodes a season, but it was like, and so we're all there. And so we got very close and I love the character too. She was a crazy, she was like a survivalist nut that killed wild boar. And
I'm so excited about this because I like to wait before I stalk everybody in a show that I'm doing, mm-hmm. because if I know everything that they've done before I meet them, I am a freaking weirdo for the rest of the time. I like to get to know people first and then be like,
and
oh,
then be a weirdo.
Right?
Then we're like, wait, now we have to.
Yeah, and so I'm like, I haven't gotten to see Wrecked yet. And so this might be one, especially since you're saying that it's one of your favorite.
Yeah, it is. The character is just bananas. She's very intense.
It's a movie or a series?
It's a series. It was on TBS, which the young people have never heard of TBS.
I've heard of TBS.
It just, that was the thing we were like, when they were talking about our ratings, we're like, put us on a streaming, because they were like, it's a skewing older demographic. And we're like, because only old people have cable. I have DirecTV still.
I have cable, not here, but.
What do you have?
It comes with a package with my building in New York. So I've got the streaming services and then I've got the live TV.
Okay.
And during the pandemic, my mom would be like, I'm watching this show on HGTV. And I would watch the same show across the country.
That's sweet.
It made me feel like.
Yeah, like you're connected in some way.
But most people don't have cable, but it still exists. So.
Right. It does still exist.
Yes.
We have it. My husband has to have every football channel that there is. So we have to get the DirecTV football package because he can't, he just absolutely,
that.
Right.
Do you watch sports with him?
I do sometimes. I used to be way more into watching sports than I am now. I am into the Olympics. I'm like an Olympic freak. Like 2 weeks of laying sobbing on the couch. I love a great gold medal ceremony sob. I love the person who gets the bronze, but wasn't expecting the medal.
Right.
And they're like laying on the track, like rolling around sobbing. And I mean, I love you.
Oh, I love that. And I also do too. I like watching a few sports, but okay. So your favorite project other than our show is Wrecked. And also what would you say, because you've done so much, voiceover work, you've done a lot of camera work. What would you say to somebody, like advice if they wanted to get in? I know that's a big question.
That's a big question.
I know.
What my main advice is, start. And this is a terrible thing to say, but I'm like, don't go to college.
I mean, especially on camera.
I think for Broadway and all, going to the Juilliards and the Carnegie, all that, there's a difference for stage. But on camera, it's go out and get started. And also, I think now the great thing is do your own stuff. Because you can. You just put it on. And
right. That's what we're doing right now.
Talented people to be on the social media and do actual entertaining things instead of just showing your boobs or it's like those. And I'm like, what? They have 5 million hits for what?
For what?
For what? And that's why I'm like, I want the talented people to start doing it. And then the content will be exceptional instead of just, look, I'm eating a hamburger.
So I love that because it's something that I don't like to say out loud either. I don't think school is a bad thing, but there are other ways.
Yes.
And I
yes.
never want to, like, what's it called? It discourage somebody from going to school.
Right. Yeah.
I went to school, but I will say that there is so much training, so much experience you can get from just getting out in the mm-hmm. field or getting training from a teacher who is doing like their own freelance thing or mm-hmm. taking classes in the industry.
Yes, there's nothing. Yeah, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Like doing the groundlings and having your acting coach and all that. I'm not saying don't get training.
Right.
I'm just saying.
You don't have to get a 4-year degree to do it. You gotta dive in.
And you look at a lot of the stars today were child actors. Been doing it a long time, and I'm not saying go be a child actor, but the thing with child acting, it's like if they want to do it, that's great. Because if I had known where Carol Burnett was filming, like if I had lived in LA when I was a kid and I knew, oh, she's down the street at CBS Studios, I would have demanded that I be taken to see her and get in that world.
Yeah,
but I was from Kansas City, so it was like, wow. There was no way to get to her, but it was just like watching her every week. I was like, I want to be her.
What? Because you've had a long career. You have.
Hashtag old.
No, well, that's.
LOL. I know all the.
That's
the young
thing, though, to have been in it for so long and to still be in it. What has kept you going?
I don't have any other skills. I literally have nothing else. I told my friend once, I was like, I'd do anything to get out of this business. And she's quit. And I'm like, yes, it's you have your ups and downs. The amount of times, this is back in the day when we had headshots, but the amount of times I would like walk by my husband with my stack of headshots and he's like, where are you going? And I'm like, to the trash.
Oh my God.
And it'd be this dramatic thing. And then he's stop. You're gonna make it. And it's just, you go in acting, you go up and down.
Yeah.
You can go to 90 auditions and you can, it rolls off your back. And then there's that one and you're just like, you know, you go sob in your car and you know, you're like, I'm never doing this again. I'm, you know, and then you just, that's the key to it. You just gotta let it wash away. And then when you always have your, those times, but then you.
I'm listening to you and I think it's funny. I laughed when you were like, because I have no other skills. That's funny because as an actor, you have so many people skills, things that come naturally to you that you don't even consider skills because you breathe them. Have you thought about that?
No, I've never thought about people, that. This is interesting. I'm going to become an accountant. Well, or maybe a surgeon. Do you think I can be a surgeon? I played a doctor on TV.
Oh my goodness, I would be really nervous if you were being a surgeon on me.
Yeah. Hi, your big surgery's today. Can you imagine that? Oh my God.
You do have a way with people. You have a way with making, for lightening up the room. And that is.
Except for surgery. It might be a little disconcerting.
Except for surgery. Okay. One other thing, and I'm going to let you go soon because we actually have to go to work today.
We have to work.
We're in tech right now.
Yeah. Oh, tech.
For those of you who are listening, I'm not sure what order these will air in or anything, but we are in tech and they, legally, we're able to add an hour to our tech schedule each day. So and that starts today.
Yeah.
So they're long days here in DC.
They're long. It is because I've never done. I did plays. It was like the little 99 seat theater, whatever. Mm-hmm. You have a little tech day, but this is intense. And it's dark. You're just in there. It's dark
theater all day.
and you stop and start. And so that, and then you think, wow, will we ever know how to do it all in a row anymore? Yeah, I know. So,
right.
I've brought down the room again.
No, we will know.
We will know. I feel like first preview is like in a week.
Ticket. Again, just be loud and make faces.
Oh my goodness.
No one will know the difference. And then sing Britney song. That's the thing. We're,
right.
It's 90% done for us because of her amazing songs and the fans are gonna come. Right. So we're just skating on her popularity.
Oh gosh. But like, we are all Britney fans in the cast. Yeah. We all freaking love her. And we get to sing her music as somebody who, I know I'm in the show, but if I was not in the show, if I didn't get the job, I would still happily come to the show.
Oh, yeah.
And have a great time because I love Britney.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish we had merch. We don't have merch.
Where's the merch?
I know!
What are you talking about? There's no merch.
For DC, we don't have merch
here.
That's
insane.
For the Broadway, there has to be.
There has to be. That's insane. What?
I don't know. I don't know. But we need it because we would buy it. I would buy it. Give me a baseball hat.
Let's make it ourselves.
Oh.
We made our hats.
Our beanies.
Our beanies. Could sell beanies. That'd be fun. Oh my God.
But then if we have everybody rolling around with those bright beanies.
The bright beanies. Really, yeah, we all got bright beanies with our character name on it. And during tech, they were banned because they
the
were
lighting
messing up the light.
Oh my God.
Neon yellow beanies during.
Oh, it looks so good. I was sitting in the balcony and I was like, I want one. I'm sure they forgot about us up here. And they were like, nope.
Nope.
You're like, yeah, we forgot. And then there they were for us. So it feels really good. Before I let you go, Greg, what are you grateful for today?
I am great. Literally, I have tried to, because I very often have a bad attitude about the world and life and how I just sit in my room and brood. But I try and do the grateful thing. Every day I try and say, and I literally start with, I'm thankful for my arms and my legs because I love to run. And I want, every time I'm running, I say, thank you for my arms and my legs because I love running. My family, my dogs, my friends, this job. I'm just grateful for all the wonderful, positive things in my life. And I try and focus on that because there's so much in the world now to be upset about. But this show also, within the plot of the show, it's about take it into your own hands and you can change yourself and you can change the world for the better. And that's a big message from this show that I think needs to get out there. And it's the truth.
I love it. And I love you. I'm like looking into your eyes and I'm just like, I'm so grateful that I've gotten to get to know you because of this. And it's a special group that we have, but I'm really, I just feel honored to know you. You really are awesome on and off the stage.
I feel the same way. I do. I just, again, grateful and lucky. And so lucky.
She's a star.
Oh, I am. Oh, thank you, Salisha.
Thank you for joining.
You are just a beautiful beam of light. You are. You're just a ray of sunshine.
Thank you.
It's the truth. It's the truth, Ruth.
Dick, do you have an Instagram or somewhere for people to follow you?
At The Real Review on Instagram.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of been obsessed for many years about reviews, people who write reviews. And so I take real reviews. They're absolutely word for word off of like Amazon or Yelp or whatever. I pick a theme every week and I read them as characters.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but if you go to The Real Review on Instagram, it's word for word. I don't change a word of them.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's just, they're fascinating and they're just like hilarious. It's who wrote the people that get so mad about something or they, it's just, and I found that there's, I have 25 characters that I do, but it's like, what? You find the voice in the, I'll read the review and I'm like, oh, that's Phyllis, that's Jerry, that's, and I have, and so it's just, I rotate these characters.
Oh my God, I did not know this. Because I was looking for your Instagram and I was like, where is it? Where is it?
No, I can't do it as myself. I can't be myself on camera. I don't like to be myself on camera. Look, I see, and you can see, this is...
You're perfect.
I'm awkward on camera.
You are so perfect.
Perfect.
She's perfect.
I hear that.
You can also find her on IMDb. Is that right?
I think I am on the IMDb.
And soon.
IBDB? IBDB. Okay.
You're like, don't. What
with
are you talking about?
Credit. Yeah, I didn't know. I was like, IBDB.
IMDb. IBDB.
SNFW.
Oh my God.
TBH.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for
today.
Having
You're
me.
Awesome.
I loved it.
I love you.
I love you too. Oh my God.
Brooke Dillman, everybody. Brooke Dillman, the crowd goes wild. Woo. We did it. Oh, thank you so much.
That wraps another episode. Thanks for listening to The Salacia Show. See you next week, and don't be shy. If you love the show, please tell me why. Please rate, subscribe, and leave a review. Go one step further, tell a friend or two. Check out my site if you think it was the bomb. Pay a visit to SalaciaThomas.com. One last thing before I relax. Shout out Josh Carey, and thanks, Podmax.
I'm out.
's Hinton's generation-defining novel is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.